It is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British and American people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice.
Bear ourselves, that if the British Empire and its commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their fight.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Escape of Cthulhu presents Achtung Cthulhu, Three Kings by Sarah Newton.
Okay, so just go around and you can introduce your characters. Don't need to say a whole lot about them, just kind of give your name and whatever detail you want to initially share with the group. Ed?
Yeah, this is Edwin. I'm playing Alex Trifler. He's really skinny looking, and his clothing doesn't quite fit him very well.
Okay. Wes has a request. If you could mute your microphone when you're not talking, obviously there is some.
Yeah,
some
I think
echo
whenever we talk,
here.
We're all echoing off of Wes's thing for some reason.
It's probably because I don't have a headset, so I'm just using my microphone from the laptop right now.
Ah, that's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you could just mute yourself while you're until you need to talk, and then come back in. Randall.
Okay. My name is Nathan Chen.
Okay.
Sorry, he's working for the MID, or Military Intelligence Division, and let me check very quickly here what I can share with you guys. I'm also very good at archaeology and anthropology, and you know me from Miskatonic University in Arkham, or at least you know that I work there. The ones that know me, right?
Yep.
So, working as a liaison, so I'm being assigned to this mission or whatever it is that Jim is going to throw at us.
And I apologize. I meant to ask you guys to give me your dexes as well. Edwin, what's your dex?
The dex, 13.
Thank you. Randall?
13.
Thank you. Rob?
I am Sergeant Jack Killerney. Nickname goes by Killer. I'm a bit of a violent man, Irish blood, bar none, probably one of the best hand-to-hand fighters you're going to meet. A huge, powerful built man with Dex 12.
Right. And Wes?
I am Football Von Ferret Farnsworth. Not really slimy when you think about him, but he's that thin, tall, kind of the greasy, pulled back hair. Tends to pick up things that he finds just about everywhere. Not sure why, but he helps he'll keep it handy for later.
Okay, and your dex?
Dexterity is 12.
Thank you. Okay, Shannon, of course, is not with you at the beginning. We'll pick him up before too long here. So the four of you, meaning everyone except Shannon's character, everyone except for Mr. Liska, you are all in London, working for Section D, which is the British Intelligence Division. It is the summer of 1939. Britain is not yet at war with Germany, although if we were to look into our crystal ball, we would see we'll be here before too long. And so both the U.S. and Britain have really been, you know, expecting that war is going to happen with Germany and obviously Japan coming up soon. And so they've really been trying to bring you know, both their military forces as well as their intelligence up to speed. So it is actually the morning of July 3rd, 1939, and the four of you, Sergeant Trifler, Agent Chance, Sergeant Killarney, and Corporal Farnsworth, have been summoned by one of the local generals, whose name I will very quickly make up, Paul Barnes, why not, to a briefing at 0915 hours. As you arrive to the briefing room, it's, you know, you're familiar with the building, you're familiar with the briefing room, there's a light outside that, you know, there's a switch inside, the light comes on, it's a red light, it says, you know, what's going on in here is classified, don't enter. As you arrive, it's off, and as the four of you kind of collectively enter the room, you see in the room, kind of sitting around, are General Barnes, a staff sergeant who you don't recognize, but based on where he's sitting, he's kind of leaning and talking to the general, he's, you know, one of the general's assistants, as well as a couple other people, a youngish kind of college professor looking type, an older severe lady. So the four of you come in, you sit down, and the general says, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Okay, is everyone here? Yes, everyone's here. Let's get started. Sergeant, would you please close the door? And the sergeant gets up and closes the door, flips the light on, goes back and sits down. Hi, Sergeant Trifler, Agent Chance, Sergeant Killarney, Corporal Farnsworth. It's time to get to work, gentlemen. We have a mission for you. This will be your briefing.
Very good. Always ready.
This first part of the briefing, this will be classified, need to know, or confidential, classification confidential, need to know. And he kind of waves his hand at the younger professorial looking gentleman. Section 7, would you please report? And he kind of stands up in front of everyone, hands out that. He says, well, as you all know, on the 15th of March, the Germans annexed what was Czech and Slovakia into what they're calling the Protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia. Hitler appointed Mr. Emil Hácha, who was the former president, to be president of the new protectorate, but it's pretty clear that it's actually being administered by Nazi Party officials. We know that they have banned all political parties and have removed any legal status from the Jewish population in the country. They are currently mobilizing the population to work for the Reich. They have transported a number of workers from both Czech and Slovakia into Germany. Shortages are widespread. There's a lot of rationing going on. From what we can tell so far, the occupation does not appear to be particularly harsh. A lot of the manufacturing plants are still operating. Apparently they're working on switching some of the designs over to German designs from their original ones, but they appear to be still going. The capital of the protectorate is, of course, Prague. And although legally it's part of Germany, the protectorate is still using its own money, the Koruna, and its own stamps. At that point, he kind of looks at General Barnes, and General Barnes says, thank you. He looks around to the four of you. Any questions, gentlemen?
No, sir.
Okay.
Nope, none here.
Glad to hear it. Thank you, sir. And the young man walks out the door, closes the door behind him. The gentleman looks around. This next part of the briefing will be classified secret. Need to know, indicates the older woman. She stands up, says, well, from what our agents have been able to gather, we are aware that, probably not surprisingly, not everyone is happy with the Nazi occupation. As you are probably aware, the former president, Mr. Benes, has been managing a Czech government in exile here in London. He's been negotiating with a number of the powers, including the Commonwealth, as well as the Americans, for international recognition of that government. We expect that will be forthcoming. With Mr. Benes is a Mr. František Moravec, who is the head of the Czech military intelligence, and they have been working to organize a resistance in the former republic, largely former army officers, political activists, some social democrats, leftists, some of the intellectuals who are not of German descent, and so forth. It's starting to coalesce. It hasn't completely come together, but it's starting to coalesce. There is, as we understand it, a separate resistance that is being organized from the Soviet Union, resistance of primarily made up of the former Communist Party of Czechoslovakia. Recently, we have received communique from the resistance in country that a resistance member named Father Andrzej Cierny, who is a former priest of the village of Krupna, which is near the Castle Karosty. At this point, she hands out this map. Has information concerning some atrocities that are currently unknown in nature that are being committed by the Germans in the Karlstein area. She looks at the general, and the general looks at you guys, says, any questions, gentlemen?
What form of atrocities?
She says, well, as indicated, we do not know. The reports just indicate that there are something unpleasant is being done to the locals. What locals, to what extent, exactly what, we do not
know. I'm sorry, are these reports coming from Father Andrzej?
They're, as near as we can tell, they are coming from the father to the local resistance groups, and then through the resistance groups to us.
And Father Andrzej is in Karlstein, as far as we know?
He is somewhere in the Karlstein area, yes. Any other questions, gentlemen?
Okay. Well, no so far.
Okay. And the general looks at the woman, she says, thank you, and she leaves. Then the general gets up, says, okay, gentlemen, the remainder of this briefing is classified top secret, eyes only, need to know. We're sending you to Karlstein tonight. There is a new resistance group that is operating in the Karlstein area known as the Three Kings. It consists of, this group consists of a Josef Mazin. We have a picture of him here somewhere. It is... He hands it around. Mazin was an officer in the Czech army. Along with Mazin are a Vyacheslav Moravec.
Vyacheslav.
Moravec was a brigadier general in the Czech army. And we have a picture of him, too. Sergeant, where is that picture? Oh, here it is, sir. Found it. Moravec was, as I said, the brigadier general. As far as we can tell, though, the group doesn't have any particular leader. The three of them work together. The third member is Josef Balaban. Sergeant, don't we have a picture? Yes, sir, we do. Here you go. Balaban was also a officer in the Czech army, an artillery officer, as near as we can gather. Your job, gentlemen, is to get into the Karlstein area. You will be going in by air. Your flight will be... Yikes.
Sorry about that. I just muted.
Agent Chance.
That was a thing of evil.
Your flight will be wheels up at 1800 this evening. You will be parachuting into the Karlstein area. Your task is to make contact with the Three Kings Resistance Group and establish a line of communication with them to Section D here in London. This is one of your primary objectives. Your second primary objective is to find this Father Andrzej Cierny and find out exactly what is going on in Karlstein and bring back some kind of evidence as to what it is. Although we're not at war with Germany yet, we expect to be soon, and any information that we have on the atrocities that they are committing in occupied territory will be good propaganda. Your secondary objective, if you can manage it somehow, is to disrupt whatever is going on in Karlstein. Once we're done here, the sergeant will take you to the quartermaster to get you outfitted. Any questions?
Who's going to be our contact on the drop point?
You have.
Is there going to be someone waiting for us?
No, there will not be. You're going in on your own.
Do they know that we're coming? I'm talking about the Three Kings, sir.
They do not. As I said, one of your objectives is to establish a line of communication with. You're not in communication with them at present.
Understood.
What type of communication equipment will we be issued?
The kind that is none.
We are okay.
I'm sure I can hook up some cans and strings on the way there.
Cans and string, a mail drop, whatever you gentlemen can work out.
Okay. Some smoke signals, maybe.
What are we given for the mission, sir? What kind of equipment?
Everything we have determined that you will need. The quartermaster will have that for you once we're done, because I can't find it.
Okay.
Because the keeper can't find it right now, has lost the list.
Awesome.
And one more question, sir. Where is going to be our extraction point, or do we need to find a way out as well?
You will need to find your own way out.
Where is the nearest friendly?
The nearest friendly
area
would be Poland.
Poland.
Okay. Oh, we'll be safe there. I'm so glad.
And do we have a location of Carlstein within the larger map? There it is. Okay.
Yeah, the second map should be local.
So we want to be heading towards Poland.
Oh, that reminds me. Sergeant, don't we have some pictures of Carlstein Castle? Why, yes, General, we do. Let me hand them out.
Poland's to the south, right, of Bohemia?
Poland is to the west. I'm sorry, okay. West. East. Yes. I meant
oh,
to
the
say
other
east.
West.
Yes.
Yeah. So we want to be heading north and east afterwards, assuming we're successful.
Question, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. Will there be dogs?
Sorry, will there be what?
I don't like dogs. Are there going to be dogs, sir?
There may well be.
My luck.
Any other questions, gentlemen?
No, sir. We're good to go.
Okay. Sergeant will take you to the quartermaster to get you kitted out. I will meet you just before 1800 this evening to see you guys, to see you off. Good luck, gentlemen.
Who's leading the mission, sir?
Ah, yes. Thank you. I forgot to mention that part. Agent Chance, you will be in charge of the mission.
I see. Okay.
Can I have the other three make an idea roll, please? Sergeant Trifler, Sergeant Killarney, Corporal Farnsworth, if you want to make idea.
I have a really bad idea. I failed it.
Yeah, I have no good ideas with that roll.
I was just daydreaming a little bit.
Okay.
I'm kind of new to this. Which dice would I be using for this?
Roll percentile.
And it'll be your int times 5.
I know, but I mean which dice. I have all the dice. I'm just...
2d10.
All right.
So it's a percentile roll, so you should have a number between 1 and 100.
40.
And that should make it, so that's less than your idea.
Or equal.
You are pretty sure that that's not a good idea to have Agent Chance in charge, given that he's a civilian. Make of that information what you...
It's Nathan Chance?
Yep.
Okay. I got the first name. I had missed the last name.
Okay. Gentlemen, I'll see you this evening. Sergeant, get him squared away. Yes, sir. Gentlemen, if you'll come with me. Sergeant asks you. Sergeant is clearly expecting you to follow.
Okay. Let's go, gentlemen.
Trifler gets up to follow.
I will grab all the maps and the pictures. And, of course, I will leave them, you know, kind of before we leave. I'm going to leave them here in the base. With the exception of the maps, I will leave the photographs here.
Okay.
And the names. I will try to memorize them.
Fair enough. Okay.
Just as I walk out the door, I know some rubber band on the floor. I pick it up.
Fair enough. The sergeant leads you down a couple flights to the quartermaster's office. And there's tables set up. You can see there's piles of gear. There's four piles of gear. And the quartermaster... Ah, gentlemen, yes, I have your gear right here. And he gives to each of you a haversack, inside of which are 2 packs of 24-hour rations, including plenty of tea. These are the a ground sheet, a mug, a mess tin, like a bowl, you know, like a metal bowl, a collapsible stove, a tin of fuel blocks, and a tin of water purification tablets. He then also gives each of you an entrenching tool, a gas mask, water bottle, a dagger, and 2 hand grenades. He then also holds up a single pair of wire cutters. Says, I have 1 pair of wire cutters for you, gentlemen. Who's going to carry these?
I can.
Sergeant, why don't you take them?
Which sergeant?
There's like 3 sergeants.
Oh, the 3 of you are sergeants?
Sergeant Killarney, Sergeant Trifler.
Oh, no, 2 sergeants and a corporal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, I was talking to Trifler, who is the one that I know.
I'll take it.
The quartermaster holds up a pair of binoculars. I have 1 pair of binoculars for you, gentlemen.
I'll take the binoculars.
And he holds out 2 compasses.
I will grab one.
Are you Chance?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't think I'd be very good with a compass.
I'll grab one.
Okay. And then he says, well, finally, for each of you, I have 1 of these. And he holds out a small tin, and in the tin is a small white... capsule.
Great.
Potassium cyanide, gentlemen. Probably better than being tortured by the Nazis.
Thank you, sir.
Let's hope you don't have to use
it. Opposite too.
So no guns, huh?
You are welcome to bring your own weapons.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And that'd be what the stuff we had on our character sheet.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm bringing my Tommy gun for sure.
Are we going to give, are we going to be giving civilian clothes? Are we wearing a uniform?
No, yes.
The
no, yes. Yes, thank you for reminding me. Yes. He also passes out what you can, you know, clearly tell is, you know, Central European peasant clothing. You know, so heavy leather shoes, wool socks, wool trousers, kind of thick poplin shirt, jacket, and a cap.
Any IDs?
No.
Fake IDs?
Nope. Having identification would be a dead giveaway for something. You don't want to carry any identification with you.
We live in the mountains.
Okay, does anyone speak any Czech? Any one of you?
Nope.
Yeah. And all this equipment is obviously British issue.
Yes.
So much for no IDs. Okay.
But as if you look through it, there's nothing particularly identifying about it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's no flags, there's no made in England stamps.
Okay.
So you can tell it's pretty
Okay, guys, we're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have 6 or 8 hours, I think.
As long as we don't meet anyone that speaks only Czech, we're good.
Or we just don't talk to anyone, period, until we find the father.
you would be aware, or would have been made aware during the briefing as well, that obviously not everyone, but many of the people in Czech speak German.
Does someone here speak German as well?
I speak a little. Just a little bit.
Okay, I don't, so I don't think I'm going to be doing much talking. More than likely, Mattress, I'll be doing my talking.
At this point, the sergeant escorts you out. Is there anything in particular you guys wanted to do before getting on the plane?
Learn Czech.
Go to the bookstore, pick up a Czech phrase guide.
The German dictionary, yeah.
Wait, do we know what the father looks like? We saw pictures of the three kings.
You do not.
Okay, so just look for a collar.
Yeah. How many priests can there be in the country anyway? I mean, come on.
In the region. That's got to narrow it down a little bit.
Because this Andre looks like a very uncommon name.
I think a flashlight would be nice.
Ah, good thinking.
Blimey, torch. We did need to bring a torch.
I'm American. I need a flashlight.
Rob, are you a sergeant as well?
I am.
Okay, sergeant. And Wes is the corporal.
Yes. Yeah, right. Wes is a corporal.
Okay. Corporal. Okay. Got it.
And that means we outrank him, right? I know a little bit of American. Yes. I don't know if British was the same.
Yes. The sergeants outrank the corporal.
Andy, just in case.
And apparently the civilians outrank the sergeant.
In this case, they do, yes.
So can we get flashlights or torches?
Since you're specifically asking for them, let's make a party luck roll.
At 50. The lowest luck we have, or?
Yeah. Just roll the lowest luck
yet. Is anyone lower than 50?
No.
No.
Okay, well, I apologize in advance.
65.
I failed it.
No, there are no flashlights available. Sorry.
All right, James, let's get moving. We got a whole mission ahead of us.
So is there anything else you guys wanted to do?
So we're in London.
Yes.
And we have all day. It seems like we could get some information potentially about this area, potentially more so than a little map.
I'm hearing, let's go to the library.
What are we playing? That's what I'm saying.
That's never let us let us down before.
See what sorts of academics might be there that we could connect with, or other sorts of people that we might know.
Okay, so to the library. So what are you guys looking for in the library?
I guess I would be looking for information about academic institutions in the area to start with.
Okay.
Actually, while they're going to the library, since this is going to be a night mission and we've probably been up most of the day, I'm going to use this time before the plane to rest.
Okay. It's a fairly long flight too, so.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. I'll rest on the plane.
Yeah. Although you're flying out at 1800, the expectation is that you should be over the area. Around 0200.
Okay, yeah, I'll just sleep on the plane then.
Because the plane's kind of slow, and you got to go kind of a long way around over the Baltic and down through Poland to minimize the flight time over actual hockey. So, who was that? You think that was...
Trifler.
Sergeant Trifler, you're looking for information on academics in the Karlstein area? you may.
Yeah, specifically academic institutions to start with, and then maybe researchers within that in the maths.
Library use, sir.
Missed by one.
Yeah, you can't find any information on academic institutions in the Carlstein area.
Right.
Anyone else headed to the library?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, well, you know, I will go with Sergeant. It's a good idea, actually. Maybe try to find out where can we have people that will be against the, you know, invasion and probably have contacts with the resistance. There will be all the universities.
Okay. You may make a library use role as well.
Mm-hmm. Every use, I pass.
Oh, congratulations. You are able to concretely determine that there are no academic institutions in the Carlstein area.
This is bad.
Do we have time this afternoon to look into the history of Carlstein at all, or the castle?
Yeah, I'll let you guys do that as well. That's fine.
That is a 4.
Yes, you are able to find plenty of information on Carlstein Castle. That tells you that it is a large Gothic castle. It was founded in 1348 A.D. By Charles IV, the Holy Roman Emperor. That for a long time, the castle was the repository for the imperial regalia and the crown jewels, first of the Holy Roman Empire, and then later of Bohemia, and then later of Czech. That it has been, has undergone several reconstructions. The most recent one having been carried out in the latter part of the 19th century. It's a high castle, heavily fortified.
That word was not haunted, was it? What was the, was it something castle?
Heavily fortified.
Before that, it was a... sorry, I heard it was a haunted castle, heavily fortified.
No.
Gothic.
Gothic castle.
Gothic castle.
Yeah. Most of the walls are between 4 and 8 meters thick.
Wow.
The tallest of the buildings is 60 meters high. The castle itself, as you can probably see in the photos if you looked at them, is situated on, you know, a fairly high peak, surrounded by a dense forest, and then the village below.
Okay, interesting stuff.
Do we know how close to the castle we're parachuting in?
That is for you guys to decide when you get there.
Oh, okay.
So we should probably study this map, I guess. So we're going to be telling the pilot where to try to aim us, and then we have to control ourselves into somewhere.
Yep.
Are there any better maps of the area from in the library?
No, but you are able to find a map of the castle.
Oh, nice.
That's handy.
With that 04, so, Jim, I'll give you a map of the
Jim,
castle. Yeah.
I don't know if I was taking notes and I didn't pay enough attention. This castle is... is where the town they're gonna drop us is, or how does it work, or what was it part of the plan to infiltrate the castle, or is this the place where they're, you know?
Well, the from the briefing,
committing the atrocities.
The atrocities are being committed in the castle, so they're
in the castle. Yeah, got it.
They're doing something nasty in the castle. The suggestion is that you drop somewhere in the nearby area. Because you figure that the priest should be somewhere, the priest who knows about it is somewhere nearby, as is the Three Kings Resistance.
Yes, I got that part. Okay, very good.
I think just landing on the castle roof would be a bad idea.
Yeah. Close by.
Anything else?
Is there a map of Carlstein by chance? Like a better map than we have?
No.
Okay.
Going with the map you have. It's got the. You can see there's a railroad on it and a river.
It's got these red blocks. I don't think red's good.
If you're looking at that map, the red are the villages.
Oh, then red is good.
Yeah. The green is the dense forest. If you look at one of those pictures of the castle, you can see that forested area is indeed pretty dense.
Yeah.
And then the brownish color are the open air.
Okay.
Farms and fields and grasslands.
We already mentioned if any of us know German.
I speak with two of us.
Someone knew a little German.
I speak a little bit of German. Yeah. But just a
little
bit.
Should we check out like a quick translation book from the library?
Certainly a German dictionary couldn't hurt.
Yep. If you want a German dictionary, you can have one. That's
keep it on me. My pockets are already empty.
Does the library happen to keep flashlights?
No.
You stop by the local Walmart on the way out.
Exactly. London is out of flashlights today, I'm afraid. On Tuesdays, the flashlight stores are closed. Yeah, you think so, huh? I think I'm done with the library.
Anything else you guys want to do?
Nothing comes to mind. I'm looking at the map trying to think where might be a good spot to drop.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about also.
Because we don't know if because we know he's in the area of Carlstein. Carlstein.
Yep.
We don't know if he's in that Grossmorschen or Carlstein village. We don't know where he is in here.
That is correct.
I'm thinking about that plane. I assume that's a field between Carlstein and Warder Trebain.
Well, to be honest, if he is aware of the atrocities that are happening on the castle, my guess will be that he will be on Carlstein.
Yeah, I really wanted to drop on the other side. It was a lot easier to come in from the north.
Through the forest?
Yeah. When they have that, it's about a 1 mile path cutting through the forest from the Gross City.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
That might be an easy way into the castle. But if the father's not there, then there's not really a huge benefit to it.
Right, because we are supposed to find the father and the three kings first. And we don't know where the three kings are operating. They're in the Carlstein area, generally speaking, also.
Correct.
And this whole thing is the Carlstein area?
Yeah.
God, that Gross City's way out in the middle of nowhere.
It is.
It probably makes more sense to drop it probably in Vortrebane.
I'm thinking just north of there, yeah, in that big field.
That little field? Yeah. But probably in the forest just north of the field. That way we can hide our shoots and everything.
It's kind of dense. I feel like we'd end up on top of the trees.
Oh, that's a good point. That would be bad. We got knives.
So the roads are raised above ground. Like, right against that.
Do we have, does the military have weather information predictions for the next day or two?
Yes. Tonight is expected to be mostly clear. It is a new moon, so it should be dark. Which is why they're sending you in tonight.
Okay. I guess it's warm. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Or, what if we come in near Carlstein Station? That way we can look like tourists coming in or travelers coming in through that way. It might be easier to blend in with people than a bunch of people walking in from the field.
So, between Serpst and Carlstein Station?
Yeah. Either Serpst or Krupna. Anywhere along the railroad.
Yeah. Might be good.
That might give us a little bit better story in case we run into people.
So west of Krupna?
Well, west
that
of Carlstein.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Then we can share bags with luggage, too.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Yeah, so between Serbst and Krupna. It's just anywhere in that range.
Okay.
I don't think it makes a difference.
I guess it's only half a mile, so.
Yeah, but there is a river there, so it does matter which side of the river you come down on, if you want to cross.
Right. Well, probably the Krupna side, since there's a little villages there, we might be able to find something about the father. Whereas Serbst, like, we got nothing.
Well, and we're landing at 2 in the morning, so we're going to have to probably just sleep in the forest or fields until morning.
Yeah, the easier way, the way I see it is that as soon as we're dropped, we need to get as close as we can to the closest village and stay outside for the night. Then during the day, we need to look for the church, say that we are running away, you know, from the invasion, and we're looking for shelter. Maybe see if we can approach the local church and see if they know anything about this father.
I mean, church, well, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So the croup on the side then?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes more sense because the railroad tracks on that side too.
Yeah. So we could, yeah, head to Carlstein Station and get the lay of the land and, yeah, maybe look for a church. Do we have any idea what fate or denomination or whatever Father Andre is supposed to be?
You would presume he's Catholic.
But is there any, I don't know the divisions of the Catholic churches, but I assume there's...
No, you don't.
Orthodox or Roman?
No, you don't.
He'd probably be Roman in this area.
That would be most likely, yes.
Okay. So we're looking for a Catholic church in the Carlstein area that has a father.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot.
Let's see, how many villages are there on here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Yeah. At least one per.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll start with Krupna and then continue. That seems reasonable.
So do we have a plan?
I think we have a plan.
All right.
For
the other Yeah, the other thing that we need to be pay attention to is to see if we somehow can get in touch with the people that belongs to the resistance, of course, at some point. I will dare to say that any civil that we may find in the forest after we are dropped may be part of the resistance.
Right. Squirrel resistance movement.
At, let's see what we will find. Of course, we'll have to leave everything behind once we approach the first village. That's the problem, right? We'll have to probably bury our things outside the village in case we're caught. I don't know. What do you guys think about carrying our stuff with us all the time?
I'm keeping my pistol.
Yeah, I feel like we can sort of carry what we can hide and still look like normal people. So we probably will be, we might carry our haversacks. I don't know.
Yeah, if we can get it to look somewhat like luggage, right. I'd like to keep the Tommy gun with me. The sniper rifle, probably going to have to hide. There's very few games where I get to actually use the Tommy gun. I'm not losing it.
Are any of these weapons easily disassemblable?
No. Which reminds me, I forgot to mention this as well. You have been issued enough ammunition for a total of 3 reloads. So whatever your magazine size is, you have 3 of them total. You know, so 1 in the weapon and then 2. So if at some point you feel the need to start shooting someone, please keep track of that.
Okay.
And I feel like I have own a pistol, but only have expertise in not ownership of a machine gun. That would be weird.
I don't know. Like, I will say that we can take with us just rifles and pistols. Anything else, we'll have to leave behind.
Commandeer them. Well, I think we should get a last good meal before we have to eat tinned food.
Yep, so you guys have a good whole English dinner, beef and pudding and all that good stuff. You arrive at the airfield. The general is there waiting for you. He passes around some scotch. Gentlemen, to King, country, and success.
To success.
Cheers.
Yay.
Cheerio.
All right.
The 4 of you are then outfitted with parachutes. They're, military-style parachutes, so you don't have any control over them. Right, you just clip onto the line before you jump out, and you jump out, and the line pulls the chute for you. The round chute, so you don't really have any control over it either. Drift to the ground. Your plane looks like this, in case you were curious. It's a converted bomber, and you guys board the plane, so you're back in the where the bombs would have been. The pilot and co-pilot are up front. Plane takes off and is droning, and you guys can nap for a while it's flying.
Sounds good.
Okay.
At about 1:30 in the morning. The pilot calls back to you guys, wakes you up. Says, "We're almost in the area, gentlemen. Looks like should be a good drop. The sky, the weather's clear. There's not much wind. Pretty dark down there." Kind of look out and see that, yes, it's very dark. You can just make out, a few little lights where the villages are. Obviously, there's not a whole lot of electric lighting, and what little there is, most of it's not on. So it is very, very dark down. You guys decided where you want to jump to?
West of Krupna.
Yep.
Krupna. Okay.
He checks his... Okay, yep. This field south of the river here, west of Krupna. We can manage that. He kind of adjusts the heading a little bit, checks his watch. About 15 minutes, gentlemen.
I will get closer to Sergeant Traveler. Hey, Sarge. Once we get there, you're my eyes, so don't forget about me, okay? Remember, I don't have any training like you do.
Remember that I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm in charge. Right.
So the minutes pass. Okay, gentlemen, here we go. And the jump door opens.
I'm afraid of heights.
Sorry, what was that?
Now a bad time to mention I'm afraid of heights.
Thought it was dogs.
Flying dogs, too.
Too late, Sergeant. Clip on and go.
All right, I guess we jump.
Go.
Yeah, clip and jump.
You guys all clip on. You jump out. There's a roaring noise for a couple seconds as the wind rushes past you, and then the line pulls tight. The chute pulls. There's a sharp impact as the chute opens and fills, and then for a moment everything is peaceful. It's kind of pleasant, actually. You can look down in the dark, you know, rustic countryside, see the your fellows not too far away, everyone kind of floating to the ground. And of course, as you look down, you realize that, you know, somewhere down there there's a host of Nazis who will, if you're lucky, they will shoot you on sight. If you're not lucky, that cyanide pill might start looking really good. God only knows what's going on in the castle. And I think thinking about all that is worth a sand roll from
everyone. I failed.
Fail.
Oh, 96.
Ooh, such a great start. Always do it like this.
Agent Chance starting out well already.
Well, you are a civilian, so...
So no sand loss for those of you who pass. For those of you who fail, it's just one. Nerves. As the four of you drift down, would everyone make a spot hidden roll, please?
Also, no.
Hey, that is a pass for Trifler.
Pass.
Okay, those of you who pass, just to, as you're floating down, just to your north, you can kind of see from where you're coming down, you're going to come down less than, you know, 200 meters from a narrow dirt road. You can just barely make out the road. And the reason you can make the road out is because you can see that there is a pair of headlights from some kind of vehicle that appear to be stopped on the road.
Is this little white dashed line, is that what would be a road?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-oh. So there's a stopped vehicle on the road.
And would you all make listen rolls, yep, please?
Okay. Also, kind of noisy, I guess.
It occurs to me, I should not have taken the binoculars. Someone else needs those. I'm not going to see anything.
Did anyone pass the listen roll? I guess not. Okay.
I didn't. No.
So as you approach the ground, I need each of you to make a dex times 3.
That I made.
I failed by 2.
Okay. So Sergeant Clarney.
Trifler failed.
Okay. And Wes?
That.
You must hit the ground pretty hard.
That would be... Sorry, is that a pass or fail?
Dex, so that would be... I'm sorry, what am I rolling for?
Dex times 3, so you need under 12, 20 feet, so under a 36, or a 36 around.
Okay, so I rolled 24, so I guess I passed.
Okay, yep. So Sergeant Killarney and Corporal Farnsworth, the two of you land very gracefully, no problems, you drop easily. Sergeant Trifler and Agent Chance, I need the two of you to make a jump roll, please.
What's the base?
Not
25?
Chance.
25.
25, yeah.
Nope. I'm going to change my dice. Hold on. Yeah.
But you just used up all 12. The high rolls.
Agent Chance, you passed the jump roll?
I did.
Okay. You land hard and kind of fall over, but you're okay. Sergeant Trifler, you landed really awkwardly, and you may take 1d6 damage.
Ouch. I watch all this happening.
That
bloody
is
civilians.
One point.
I rush towards Trifler as soon as I get rid of my parachute just to make sure he is all right.
Yep,
because
I
saw the ugly landing. Are you okay?
I'm fine, thanks. Ouch.
Would you all make listen rolls again?
Yes.
I didn't.
Nope.
Just a second, Rob.
No.
I can hear the plane still running.
Okay, I jerk around the direction the headlights were and kind of whisper everyone, did y'all hear that?
No. What is it?
I think I heard a gunshot from that way. And I point in that direction. Can I see the headlights now?
You can just make out the glow of the headlights, yes.
Okay. So, yeah, where are the lights coming from? And because I'm an awesome marksman, I know it was a pistol, not a rifle.
So we should strip off our chutes and at least bury them.
Yeah. I agree. Y'all start doing that. I'm going to keep a watch just in case anything's coming this way.
Okay.
And then once y'all finish, we'll swap out.
So we could dig a big hole by some... Is there something... I guess we'll never use them again. We just bury them.
Yep. Well, they're kind of one way.
Right.
Yeah.
So before we left the plane, obviously we're all already wearing our commoner clothes, right?
Correct.
So I will turn to Sergeant Killarney, Rob?
Yes.
Sergeant Killarney, why don't you take us closer to that car? We need to find out if we can make contact with the rebels.
Did you not hear that there was a gunshot a moment ago?
Of course, that's what I'm saying. Probably there are rebels there.
Or Nazis. I think we're better off avoiding the car.
Would you all make another listen roll, please?
I'm too busy arguing to hear that one.
Yeah, same here. They're too busy arguing for me to hear that.
Especially civilians.
I just passed.
Oh, good.
My ears are getting better after the humming of the plane.
Okay. You hear a single pistol shot.
Oh, not good.
From the direction of the light.
Guys, someone's shooting at us. I'm pretty sure it's coming from over there.
Shooting at us?
At us? Uh-oh. Oh, wait, I have a sniper rifle.
No, yeah, you guys say there's nothing to indicate that the shot is coming towards you. You just hear it. You just hear it in the distance.
A shot, yeah.
And it's just
okay.
Maybe not us, but I don't see anybody else falling from the sky, so.
Who's got the binoculars? Who's got them?
I toss them to Nathan.
Okay, I will try to see if I can, focus on the car, Jim.
I'm going to take a look through the sniper rifle and see if I can see anything in that direction.
It's too dark and a little too far away to see any detail. But it looks like there's some kind of vehicle and a group of people.
How many are there?
You can't really tell from here. You would have to get closer.
I have that translation book. I wonder, can I try and, without telling them that we're soldiers, kind of get a response from them?
It's 2 a.m.
And we're in the middle of nowhere.
Yell out, "Hey, you guys over there!"
Well, we can advance slowly. We've got
Sergeant,
binoculars.
We need to get closer. Let's keep a good distance so we can at least see what is happening from a distance where we are going to be safe. We don't have to go and talk to them. But we need to get closer.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they're going to be silhouetted against the headlights. We're not going to see anything.
Oh, God, I already hear dogs.
Yeah, when they unleash the dogs, we start running.
Let's go.
No dogs.
And they're going to be silhouetted. We're going to have to be right up on them to really make them out.
Well, unless if we're behind the car, then they might even be in the headlights.
Yeah, we'll go from behind the car.
Okay.
Where it is dark. So, and we'll, as I said, we'll keep a good distance, Sergeant. I don't know why are you so afraid. It's because we're in unknown territory and all that. Come on.
It's that military training that's kept me alive so far. Yeah, we'll advance slowly with Mr. Chance up front, since you have the binoculars.
And Trifler limping along behind with his sore ankle. Getting too old for this crap.
That's your first drop, Sergeant?
First drop in 20 years. I guess that'd be first drop ever, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, as you guys get closer, you hear... First of all, you hear another single pistol shot, and eventually you get close enough that you can see. So you're probably about 100 meters away, kind of hunching down in the field, the wheat field. So you're able to kind of hunch down into it. You see that parked on the road is a German half track. Standing around the half track, you can see that there is a German officer and 3 German soldiers. Kneeling on the ground in front of the half track are 3 people dressed in clothes very similar to what you're wearing. So kind of normal Central European peasant clothes. Next to the group of 3 people who are kneeling on the ground are 3 bodies laying on the ground. And the German officer is standing behind one of the people kneeling with his pistol pointed at his head and is shouting something kind of loudly in German. Those of you who speak German may make a German roll.
Let's see. Oh, 23 out of 20, Jim.
Nothing for Trifler.
You guys are kind of nervous. You can't quite understand what he's saying. He sounds angry though.
Well, he's talking German, right?
Yes.
Traveler.
Yeah.
Can we surround them and take them down?
There's four of them.
Yes, an officer and three soldiers.
Probably.
Okay. Well, and I've got a sniper rifle. I can bring up a bead on one of them. But the officer
let's
probably.
Let's go ahead and do it. We cannot be bystanders right now.
I'm just afraid that with the officer that close to a civilian, shouldn't we try to get him away first?
Well, I have a sniper rifle. I can try and take out the officer. Can we tell what the other soldiers are carrying?
The other soldiers, yes, they are carrying. Sorry, they are carrying. Blah 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 blah. All three of them are carrying MP38s, which is a submachine gun.
See, and that worries me a lot more than the officer with a pistol.
I could take out one of the soldiers, and then we could try to ambush the rest if they run towards the sniper rifle.
Yeah,
actually,
we can question him.
Yeah, exactly. Let's keep the officer alive. Can you take one of the soldiers down, and we can go after you shoot him? We can come up and maybe shoot the other two, and just leave the officer.
By the time you reach them, I'll probably take out all three of them. I load the
gun. For it.
So, what I don't want, Sergeant, is they will jump into the car and run away. So we need to be very close to them once you start shooting.
Okay, I'll wait till y'all get about 50 meters out.
Okay, guys, let's move. Traveler.
And I'm going to stay
where I am. Go ahead.
What'd you say?
You take the lead, Traveler.
Well, we should split up. I mean, we should come around from both sides of the car and stay clear of the line of sight of the sniper or the rifle.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay.
So why don't you come with me and, hey, happy Independence Day.
Okay, let's move.
Okay, would the three of you who are trying to get closer, would you all make sneak rolls, please?
Not a chance.
Oh, boy.
Nope. What's the base?
10.
25. Oh, it's 10?
0-5.
Wow.
So 80 is not going to be a pass.
Because you keep saying, let's go.
The civilian gave us away.
I'm overexcited about this.
As I lock and load.
Okay. As you are sneaking closer, you can see one of the soldiers starts looking around like he's heard something. And you see the officer shoots the guy in the head and moves on to the next one, puts his pistol behind his head, starts speaking loudly again in German. So I believe Sergeant Killarney is going to take a shot.
Yeah, did I see one of the soldiers looking around?
Yes, you did.
That's who I'm targeting.
Okay.
It's a hit.
Okay. Damage?
2d6. 5 plus 2 plus 4. 11.
Okay. That soldier... So a couple things are going to happen here. So that soldier will... he falls to the ground. The other two soldiers look around suddenly. The officer looks around and takes his pistol off of the guy who he was pointed at. So what are the other three of you doing when the shot goes off?
Yeah, as soon as the sergeant kills the first guard, we're going to shoot the rest.
Okay.
So you're going to shoot. Are you going to take the other soldier then? Miss by two.
Okay.
How close are we right now, by the way?
I will say about 20 meters, 20 yards.
Okay.
Make it 20.
What's, what happens at medium range or beyond range, minus or plus? What's the...
Yeah, there's a plus.
Just a moment.
So
I'll tell you it is... So that's minus 10%.
Okay, and this says I have two shots, two attacks per round, I guess. Do I get them both now, or are we doing something different?
Nope, you can have them both now.
Okay, so 50. So that's a fail and a fail.
Okay.
Bang, bang.
And Corporal Farnsworth?
Just pass.
Okay. And damage?
Do you have one of the pre-gens, or...?
Yeah, I have a pre-gen, so that's 1d10 plus 2.
Yep.
Okay.
So how much damage did you do?
Can I roll that again? I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, just roll 1d10 for the damage.
Oh, well, I failed this time miserably.
Okay, so we will now go to Dex order. So there's an officer and two soldiers left. They are... Where are they in terms of... Dex 12, okay. So we will go to... the two remaining soldiers are going to kind of shoot randomly in your direction. They can't really see you that well. One of them, however, manages to clip... Corporal Farnsworth, and you take 3 points of damage. Of the two remaining peasants who were kneeling, one of them kind of stays kneeling and is shaking in fright, and the other one, you notice suddenly he gets a gold glow around him, and he has a little pea spinning above his head. Mr. Liska, your go, sir.
Oh, I think we need to wake Shannon up.
Are you there, Shannon?
Don't worry, Shannon, we just saved your name.
I'm here. I was just kind of zoning out, waiting for you guys to save me. Sorry, I didn't realize you'd go so fast. Yes, I do not have any weapons on me, I would think, since I've been...
That is correct.
I'm probably near the officer.
Yes, you are.
Well... Don't have much in the grappling department, but this old man of 69 years is going to go for him.
Okay.
I don't hobble up. I spring up like a man of 20. Yeah, I've only got the default. Oh, I think it's 25. I just made it. What do you know?
Okay, so you have grappled the officer, yeah?
Yeah, I'm basically trying to restrain him or hold him down and or get the gun, you know, preferably get the gun if I have to choose.
Okay. So you're grappling him, and you're going to try to grab the gun.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Sergeant Triffler.
I will take two more shots at one of the guards.
Okay.
Oops. Oh, well, I just discovered why I've been failing so miserably.
You were using the wrong dice.
Well, it appears that this die roller actually adds...
You were rolling D100 plus 50.
I'm pretty much. <Yeah. laughs> All right. So that's a miss. Two misses.
Okay. Agent Chance.
Just got one shot. So 0-6. And let me do damage. 1d10 plus 2. So that's 4 points.
And who are you shooting at?
One of the guards.
Okay. Fair enough. You winged him. He looks hurt, but not any more so hurt than Corporal Farnsworth was. Sergeant Killarney.
I am ejecting that cartridge and loading a new round.
Jim. Okay. Jim, yeah. I'm sorry. That was an impale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But what was your steal?
40.
So you're doing more than 4 points of damage?
Yeah. Let me roll a d10 here, plus 2 again. So 8 plus 2, 10. 10 more. It's a nice shot to the head.
Okay. That soldier falls to the ground.
Yeah, because he was a 0-6.
Yep. Okay, Sergeant Killarney, you're reloading.
Yep.
Okay. The officer, what is your strength, Mr. Liska?
Oh, it's very high. Are you sure you want to try this, Jim?
we'll give it a go.
All right, it's 10.
Okay. The officer is fighting with you, but he is not able to break your grapple.
Ah, see?
Ugh. He's an old timer, too.
Yep, he's 69 as well.
He doesn't seem to be that much stronger than you.
Oh, okay. That's comforting.
Corporal Farnsworth, what would you like to do, sir?
Besides groan in pain and agony, I guess I'll take another shot.
Okay. Go ahead and roll.
So that's, I rolled 3, so that's D10 plus 2, so that's 5.
Okay. And you're shooting, so are you shooting the other soldier or are you shooting the officer?
I'm going to take a shot at the officer.
Okay. So roll for your rifle skill. Or your submachine gun skill, I mean.
Okay, I'm looking all over rifle.
Sorry.
The SMG?
Yeah, the SMG skill. Sorry. Which is 50%, so you need to roll 50 or less.
No, I roll 90.
Okay. Well, you guys are not doing so well.
Oh, Corporal, you can't expect that good from me.
Okay, back to the beginning. Mr. Liska.
Do I have the German fellow restrained, or we're still struggling?
You have him grappled.
Okay. Does that mean I've got him, like, his hand behind his back, or I have him pinned, or is he still trying to break loose?
He's still trying to break loose.
Okay. Do I have the pistol, or do I have to roll for that?
If you want to specifically take the pistol, you can roll for that. That's what you want? You want to try to wrest the pistol away from him?
Yeah, I'll try to get the pistol, see what happens.
Okay. You will need 60%. You have a 60% chance of wresting the pistol from him.
Oh, I'm stronger than
him. That's
pretty good. Nope. Actually, he's stronger than I thought.
I was going with Dex for
that. Oh, that's why. Okay. Yeah, I still rolled over. Okay. So we continue to struggle. But I am 69, so.
You have him grappled, but you can't rest the pistol. The one remaining soldier is going to shoot randomly in everyone's direction, and he rolls a 0-7.
Whoa.
And that will hit Sergeant Trifler.
Short adventure.
Exactly, yeah.
You may have 5 points of damage, sir.
Alrighty, not dead yet.
And you may go.
Alright, well, I have 2 more shots. I'll aim them at the guard there.
Okay.
That one seems to be 100. The first shot of the 2.
That would be...
My function.
Yep, your gun jams.
Mm-hmm.
So while you're dealing with that... Agent Chance.
Come on, Trifler! Shoot him!
You hear all the German words that I know.
32. That's a pass, a normal pass. So let's see how much damage. 3 plus 2, 5 points to the remaining guard.
Okay. He looks hurt, but staggers and is still standing. Sergeant Killarney.
Taking a shot on the wounded soldier.
Okay.
Pass.
Damage, sir?
Oh. 6 plus 4, 10.
Okay. He falls to the ground. Corporal Farnsworth. No, actually, sorry, wait a second. The German officer is going to try to break Mr. Liska's grapple, and will do so. He has thrown you off.
Thrown a helpless old man.
Corporal Farnsworth. What would you like to do, sir?
Take another shot.
At the officer, I presume?
Yeah.
Wait, I thought we wanted him alive.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything. I thought it'd be funny.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm going to have to slap around Colonel Klinger when I get there.
If while I'm alive, should I try shooting his leg or something then?
You're going to try to shoot him just in the leg? Is that what you said?
Lower torso then.
Okay.
If you're gonna shoot him, just shoot him.
Yeah. You didn't listen to the Dockside Dog.
You could try to shoot his gun out of his hand at a minus 20, I suppose. If you're that good.
You're on a 1, you can.
So go ahead and roll for your SMG skill.
Roll a 10. So plus 2, 12.
Roll it for your skill first.
Oh.
So 50 or under on the percentile dice.
Oh. 40.
Okay, that's a hit. And you said you did 12 points, so you already rolled damage, so that's 12. The German officer looks like he's in a bad way, but he is still standing. Mr. Liska.
So we have this German fellow. Does he still have the gun?
He does, but he looks pretty hurt.
Then I will... Do I have any place where I can move for cover so he doesn't shoot me while I scream for him to drop his gun, or no?
Yeah, you could run around to the other side of the half-track.
Yeah, I'll run around to the other side of the track, and on second thought, I'll let the others call for a surrender, since they probably have more force than an old man.
Okay. Sergeant Treffler?
Is the other... I might have missed it. Is the other peasant still alive?
Yes, there is one peasant who was fighting with the officer and has now run around the half-track. The other remaining living peasant is just kind of kneeling there, shaking in fear. But he's starting to look around, and he looks like he's going to make a break for it.
Okay, I'm going to...
shoot him?
Yeah. No, I understand. So I'm going to drop to the ground and try to unjam my gun.
Okay. Yeah, you can unjam your gun this round.
Okay.
Agent Chance. Randall?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was muted. So I was saying, I'm going to try to convince him to drop the gun in German. Try to talk to him. Halt! I'm telling him to drop the gun with a 58, so he doesn't understand what I'm saying.
He has no clue what you're saying.
if he keeps moving, I will have to shoot him, though.
Sergeant Killarney?
Shouldering my gun, and I'm about to start the 100-meter dash.
Okay. Corporal Farnsworth?
I have a translation book. Should I just look up something quick like that?
I would look
use
up
that
shooting
combat
the remaining
skill.
Soldier.
Hot! Hot! Just say it like that.
There's still somebody shooting at us.
All three of the soldiers are down. The only German...
Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Only the officer standing. He's pretty cool.
Yep.
Just the officer.
And he's got all these people pointing guns at him.
Punching him.
He may realize what's going on.
And he may speak English. He could just tell Adam to surrender.
Yeah, but I thought we just told him to halt, so...
Yeah, but he looks around like he's hearing something in German, but he can't understand it because it's really bad German.
point your gun at him. Universal symbol of give up.
I did say halt, though.
So you guys basically just going to rush up to him? And
yeah.
Rush
him. Yeah. Like
and
if,
ideally take him alive.
If he's not shooting, I'm going to keep approaching him and signaling to, you know, to drop the gun. And actually, as soon as I get closer, I will just tell in English, drop your gun now.
As you get closer, Agent Chance, he raises his pistol to shoot.
Ah, I shoot first.
Okay.
It was time for a change in leadership.
I shot first.
Oh, 04. I killed this guy.
Damage.
Wow.
Damage.
It was 4 plus 2, 6, and... 5 plus 2, 7. So those are 13 points.
The guy who said keep him alive kills him.
Oh.
So yeah, the officer falls down, and he is clearly far more torn up than any of the three soldiers. His Agent Chance just rips into him with the SMG.
I told you to halt!
Are they, can I hear them talking in English, or are they another language, Jim?
No, you can hear them talking in English.
Then I will say behind the truck, "Do not shoot! I am a peaceful old man. Please."
And the other peasant who was kneeling stands up and starts booking it down the road.
Trifler, get in!
I'll edge out from the half track if you know, there's no gunfire.
Hands are we still going in dex order?
No, we're out of combat.
Okay. So a few minutes later, a few seconds later, I'll get there.
Yep.
And I'll slap Mr. Chance upside the head for what part of alive don't you? Didn't make sense.
He outranks you. He can do whatever he wants, sort of.
Actually, with Sergeant Trifling is leaning, I'll outrank everyone.
It was me or him, Sarge. Yeah. I didn't have an option. You saw him pointing his gun at me.
Isn't Chance a lieutenant? Or no?
No,
he's a civilian.
I'm in charge.
He's a civilian.
Oh.
But okay. I'm in charge.
He's in charge.
It was in charge.
I would like to all right. Bandage my bullet wound a little bit.
So the old Slavic man comes from around the half track now that he realizes you're friendlies and, you know, shyly looks at you all.
Hey, here. We just want to talk to you. Come on, we need your help.
Hello, Anglais? I reach out to shake a hand. If anybody will take it.
Yeah, I will shake his hand. What was going on here?
The Germans, they were trying to kill me and my comrades. I resisted.
Why?
Why? This is my homeland. It is not good to be ruled by these Nazis.
Well,
you are here to...
I do agree with that.
I look you over, clearly English people. I say, you are here to help, yes?
We might be. Can you tell us a little more about yourself? You say you were resisting. Are there more resistance fighters? More you?
My name is Jared Liska. Very happy to meet you all. Very grateful for the save. Thank you. I guess that my character would relay like any places I know with resistance, but it may be that that was my group. Because I imagine we don't have like a major headquarters. We have like the equivalent of cells. Would that be right, Jim? Or is there a place? I'd have to gauge that. Oh, Jim's. What is it you wish to know?
Where they were shooting at you, sir, and your friends here.
The people I knew, and I indicate all the corpses, that is most of them. The other one, the last of them, he ran down there. He was a coward anyway.
Do you know Father Kearney? We're looking for him. We heard he's in this area.
I have heard the name, I think, but that is all. I am sorry.
Okay.
Are any of you hurt? I have some skill with first aid.
Oh yeah, Corporal Ferret.
Yeah, I think several of us are hurt.
I'll try to. How many wounds do you have, Edwin?
I have one gunshot wound.
Okay, so I'll try to first aid your gunshot wound. Missed by 5 points. anybody else want me to make an attempt?
Or was no, that I'm pretty capable of that. Well,
okay.
Wasn't a corporeal shot?
I guess nobody else was shot. Okay.
Was shot, but that, I don't know. Should I just ask?
Would you want me to try and first aid you too?
Yeah, get closer. Get closer.
I will first aid Wes's character. Nope. Mechanically, I have like a 45 as an FYI. I mean, I don't know if I'm the highest or if one of you is really high or something.
What's base first aid? 25?
30.
Oh, then I actually did pass. Is D3 back?
Yeah, unless you get an impale on your roll.
I didn't. I had 21, so. D3 is 2.
Take everything you can get.
Yeah, so I show you how to apply actual combat.
I nod to you like you Americans know so much more than us dumb shit Czechs. I say, it is very good. You know how to do that. I am very grateful for you saving me. It was good luck on my part, bad luck on theirs. And I look at my fallen friends. It is good. The Nazis are dead. Yes.
Yeah. By the way, is Jim around?
Jim,
as he says that. you can hear two of the soldiers start groaning.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not two of them. One of the soldiers starts groaning. Apparently,
yeah.
He's still alive.
Okay. I'll pull my bias collar.
Remove the pistols from them, and I wanted to search the officer, Jim.
Okay.
I will recover my rifle and pistol if they're here, as an FYI.
They're not. Okay.
Then
but
I.
There's a bunch of other weapons.
I'll take other weapons, whatever they have. Probably a Mauser and something else.
Yep, Mauser and an MP38.
Oh.
I know nothing about guns, but is there anything that works in a 38 pistol here?
No.
Not listed so far?
Nope.
You may want to swap out for a Mauser then.
Yeah, okay.
You'll find more ammo for it. You're not going to find a 38 around here.
This is true.
Sure. If there's an extra and plenty of ammo, I don't know how much ammo there is.
Well, they all would have been carrying at least one
yep.
pistol. So, I mean, there's at least three clips.
Okay.
Magazines.
So, do you have the stats somewhere for the pistol and the rifle, since they're not in the core book?
I do.
From what I can tell?
I will tell you right now.
Okay.
So, basically, each of the soldiers has an SMG, and in addition, there are three Mausers in the half-track. And in addition, the officer has a single Luger pistol.
Yeah, I was looking
the Luger
more for
I'll take
papers.
The ammo from.
Jim?
Sorry, what was that?
I was looking more like for papers, identification, and see if he's got any notes,
okay.
things like that.
Okay. We'll get the weapons out of the way first.
Okay.
So somebody was taking one of the Mausers?
Yeah, paper.
I'm presuming the Luger's better. I'll take that if somebody else doesn't want it, and I'll take an SMG if nobody else wants it, but I'm better with a rifle than a submachine gun. So.
Yeah, the Luger's better. I'd be taking the ammo, but I wouldn't be taking the gun.
I'll take the handgun Luger since I don't have my my Czech weapon.
Okay. The Luger does 1d10 damage. Base range is 20 yards and 2 attacks per round.
Ooh. Okay. And does it misfire jam on a 99?
Yes.
100?
99.
Okay.
And the Mauser?
The Mauser does 2d6 damage, one attack per round, but it's a bolt action, so it's a right. So you can only fire every other round, and the base range is 150 yards.
Is the Mauser a rifle or a pistol?
Rifle.
Rifle.
Oh, okay. Oh. I will take a Mauser rifle then, if there's any left.
Nope. There's three of them, so.
150 yards, and it does d10. You said
2d6.
Oh, wow. Okay. And it's one every two rounds, I would think?
Correct.
Okay.
Bolt action, right.
And it's probably 100 for malfunction?
Yep.
And I'll just presume it's the bullets where it's three reloads, like you said?
Yep.
Okay.
Three reloads would be three bullets, though, so for the rifle.
Now, the rifle has, it's a bolt action rifle, but there's a cartridge in it, which holds five rounds.
Okay. Okay. How many rounds did the Luger have in it, by the way?
How many people did he shoot? He shot, what, four people?
Four.
Mm-hmm.
So there would be six left.
Okay. Six out of 10 rounds. Got it.
So his agent Chance goes rifling through for papers, through the three dead Germans and the one groaning in pain German. You find some identification, identifying them as German soldiers, and not much else.
Okay. What,
do they belong to any specific?
Sorry,
go ahead.
There was a question about picture identification.
Yeah, what kind of ID is it?
Yeah, it's a I am a German soldier identification. Yes, picture and name, rank, hometown.
Okay, the one that's groaning, I'm going to go ahead and help him up and kind of hold his arm behind his back, make sure he's not too comfortable.
Okay.
And turn to Chance, see if he has any questions for him.
Oh, he's obviously quite hurt. He's not feeling
well. I want to keep it that way.
I look approvingly when you torture him.
He starts babbling in German.
I can probably understand what he's saying if you need translation.
We need to find out, where's the closest
base do they have around here, and how many men do they have there? Because we need to avoid that.
He responds. Did you say that in German or English?
No, I will turn to Jarek because my German is not that good. So.
Well, what is your German skill?
20.
Okay, yeah. So with 20, you're fluent in German, so you can speak German no problem.
Oh, okay.
The only time I'm going to make you roll for it is when it's a stressful situation or there's yelling or, you know, it's particularly difficult to understand.
Or you don't hear well.
Yeah. Okay.
But just to stand here and question him is not a problem.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to ask him.
I will never tell you.
I put a little more pressure on that arm.
Okay, you are a dead man anyway, but there's one way to do it quickly, or we can do it painful, so you better start talking, pal.
You may make a persuade roll, Agent Chan.
No, I fail.
For the glory of the Reich! The glory of the Führer! And he starts struggling, trying to get away from Sergeant Killarney.
Okay. Pistol to the back of the head.
Killarney, put him to sleep.
Yeah, I pistol whip him.
Okay.
Not hard enough to kill him. just knocking him out.
Go ahead and just make a roll.
31.
Yeah, no problem. He falls back. Okay. He falls back to the ground unconscious.
Okay. So, Mr. Jarek, tell us a little bit more about you and your group of friends. Where can we go so we can avoid the rest of the German army?
So, Jim, do I know a spot where I could take them? I'm presuming yes. That would be a good hideout.
Hang on just a second.
It is coming to me. Just a moment. I am an old man and must recall things. My brain moves slower than I thought.
Oh, we must hurry. I know. In the meantime, you told us you don't know anything about this Father Andrei.
No, I do not. Is he someone important?
No, he's helping some people that we are trying to help as well.
I am not directly from this area. I was taken during an ambush with my people and brought here and questioned. So while I know Prague and its area, which is like probably, I think that's like many miles away from here, I do not know specifically this area, but I will try to help in any way that I can.
What was the officer, what type of information was the officer looking for?
He didn't want any information from me here that it was an execution, but back in Prague, we were trying to hit one of their supply trains that were going back and forth between Prague and some other place, and we were captured.
Mm. Yeah, when the officer was quote unquote questioning everyone, Mr. Liska, he was trying to get you guys to admit to being part of the resistance and to get you to give up more of your comrades.
Oh, well, I'll admit that to them now. But as far as my actual any more people I know, that would be in Prague, which is really far away from here.
Right.
I say,
all right, Mr. Jarek, I still believe that.
I am sorry to interrupt. It seems like they were taking us somewhere. I heard something of very bad things going on somewhere around in this area. Maybe they were taking me and my comrades there. I do not know.
Perhaps in the castle?
I kind of nod to that and say, there were rumors, but I have not seen this castle.
Well, when the sun comes up, we should all be able to see it, apparently.
Yeah, we need to move. We need to get out of the main road. There might be more Germans around this area, so
okay. You know, we could take their truck, though.
Did we have time to get our chutes buried, or is that do we still have to go back and do that?
No, you guys took care of that.
Okay.
No, we cannot take their truck. If we take their truck and we're stopped, or we bypass any other German convoy, you know, clearly we're going to be shot, so...
Hey, look, four German uniforms right here.
Do the German uniforms, would they fit most of us before we surrender the vehicle?
Except for the bloodstains. You can each make a luck roll to see if one of them would fit you.
None of them are going to fit me.
Nope. Maybe that size of 15 is holding me back.
Yeah, I'm a big guy.
I actually passed my luck roll.
Either way, we need to at least hide them. We have to at least get rid of them. Because next vehicle coming down here is going to cause all sorts of trouble.
Agree. Makes sense. Let's take the truck and let's loose it in the woods as much as we can. And let's hide the bodies.
Well, let's put the bodies in the truck. And there's a river right there. How far are we from the river?
Good thinking, Sarge.
That's why I should be in charge.
I will help the Brits.
I could still use some place to hole up and see if I can get this wound looked to. We can bandage this a little better or something. It looks like it's still bleeding.
Yeah, out of character, I don't think you're going to get much better on the wound. Since you already got first aid once.
It failed.
No, I got one. When I did the first aid, it passed.
Oh, did you pass on me?
Yeah, you got two back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, never mind then. I feel like $1 million.
Yeah, 2 points, man.
But you're not. Since we don't have like a hospital or anything, you're not really going to get that one back easy.
Yep, no, I'm good.
Okay, so we want to put the bodies in the truck, take the truck to the river.
Start doing that.
How deep is the river, or how far is it?
It is about a quarter mile north of you, on the other side of the railroad tracks.
That's not going to be easy.
If I may interrupt, friends, I have the way to hide things. I'm very good at that. So if you wish for me to conceal this half track, I could work at that.
Yeah, it works for me.
Yeah,
it seems like it would be good to conceal.
Yeah, I don't think the river is as deep as the Mississippi where you can dump it. So
yeah, it's a good idea. Let's just drop it inside the forest and see if we can cover it.
Yeah, and we won't be able to use the half track unless we have uniforms, so I would think.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
Should I make a roll, Jim, for, I believe it's, is it conceal or hide?
I thought conceal was to hide something and hide was to hide yourself.
Yeah.
I got the book right here. I can look it up real quick while Jim's doing his other thing.
Sorry, no, it would be conceal. But you guys are going to try to drive it to what forested area?
There's a little one to the west, it looks like. It looks like there's a little patch of woods to the west of where we are.
No, just inside the woods and then cover it with...
That's what I mean, like a quarter mile to the west, there should be some woods.
Yeah, it's about an eighth of a mile. So we'll say you guys are on that road, the dotted line, halfway between Krupna and that little blast of green woods at the west edge of the map. So you're about an eighth of a mile from those woods and about a quarter of a mile south of the river.
Yeah, why don't we just drive west on the road and then turn into the woods and see if we can find a place to hide it. Leave the headlights off.
Okay.
So
who's gonna drive the half track?
Somebody who has a driving better than 20.
I'll drive it and take Jarek so we can hide it.
Okay.
I have drive auto of 60.
Wow. He will drive it.
In case we get into a car fight.
Okay. Make a drive roll.
I have 30.
Okay, so that's a pass. Yep, you're able to drive the half track with no problem. Trundle down to the woods. Would you make a party luck roll, please?
I'm 65 luck, so I think the 50 is still the lowest.
Yeah. It's not going to change. 8 and 9. Passed it, though.
Okay. Yeah, you don't pass anyone on the road. And Mr. Liska, you are welcome to conceal the half-track and the dead bodies in the woods.
Okay. Can anybody with me assist in that conceal, or is it just a straight-up roll?
No. I'll say one person can assist you, and they can add their skill to yours.
Okay. So who's helping me?
I don't have any conceal.
I don't think I would have gone.
Oh, nobody has any conceal? All right. Well, I guess it's the default's like 10, I think, or 15.
15.
Yeah. All right.
I don't have any conceal, and I'm in charge. So. By the way, Jim, I make a mental note about this Sergeant Jack not following my command.
But you didn't follow your command either.
All right. I think I hit it pretty well there, showing these British people how it's done.
Okay.
Got a made it by 20 points.
Okay, so we need to make it to the next village, I think, before daylight.
Excuse me, friends. Do you have a map of the area?
We do.
Yes. Come, take a look.
All right, I'll just look at the map. I don't think I know the area that well, but maybe I have heard a village, a particular village has good cheese or good ale or lots of single ladies. I don't know.
By the way, Jim, I'm not going to mark the map in any way, but I will just point to Yarek where we landed and where we found him. And asking what's the closest village.
Wow, direct.
If you have the map, then you know where the closest village is.
Yeah, I think we know better than he does.
I will point at what I think is the closest village.
which is Krupna, which is just an eighth of the mile in the other direction from where the gunfight was.
Well, how about that?
So
it is right there. It is an eighth of a mile, yes?
And you said military intelligence division, right?
we need to get closer to Karlstein.
So wait, two of us were shot, right?
I think just you.
Was it just me?
No, I was shot too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I feel like we should take some non-bloody clothing from, I guess, from the
peasants.
From the soldiers, but from the resistance or whoever they were. Because it's going to look awful weird to show up with gunshot clothing.
Yes, I was going to suggest something about that, my friends. Mm. Yes. There are plenty of clothes to wear to make you look like me. Yeah. And I smile at that.
The four of them who were shot were all shot in the head. So yeah, their clothes are intact.
Okay. With my usual disregard for how well things fit, I will find something to replace whatever got bloody.
Make a luck roll.
Okay. That is a fine pass there.
Yep. Yeah. One of them, at least one of them, his clothes will fit you just fine.
Yeah. And it was the corporal who got shot?
Yep.
Jim, did they have cigarettes? Any of the Germans on them? If so, I would have taken at least a pack, if not more.
German soldiers in 1939, I think you can guarantee that they will, yes.
Yeah, that was because, you know, in those days it was considered healthy to smoke and it cleaned out your lungs. Yep. And right. Alleviated stress.
That looks good.
All right, so I guess we're ready.
So what time is it now?
To keep moving.
So all of that, the sneaking up, the gunfight, the hiding... You know, we'll say that took maybe an hour, hour and a half, so it's around, say, 3:30.
And it'll take us a good 10 minutes to get into the village whenever we decide to go that way, huh?
Yep.
Mm.
Well, maybe we can camp out at the edge of the forest and then go in the morning.
That's what I'm thinking. We should just go hide in the woods, maybe near the not too near the half track, and get some sleep.
Yeah, I'm looking at the map trying to see. Yeah, if we stay near the north edge of the forest, if we hear a train or something, we might want to follow the train. Kind of give extra credibility to our cover as coming in on the train.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is there a train on the map going into the town? I'm presuming yes.
Yeah.
There is a train tracks, yeah.
Yeah, okay. The black and white line.
But it's going around it. It's not going directly to the town, but we can get closer for sure.
Well, we can just go into Karlstein Station if we need to, too. It's only a half mile. It's a 10-minute walk, too.
Are all of you dressed like commoners, peasants, regular civilians, or no?
Yes.
Yeah, we're in cities.
Okay.
Except for our funny backpacks.
Lots of guns.
And lots of guns, yeah.
They're going to think, they'll think we're resistance if they see us.
Great.
It's roguish.
Yeah, I think we should set up watch and some sleep.
If only we had a German officer leading us who could claim that we were on the side of the Nazis. Ah, well.
I think as soon as we said a word, they'd know we were lying.
The one of us, the two of us that speak German don't speak it well.
My German, the German for my character is 50. So
then I hadn't seen him speak it well yet.
That's because you guys don't speak German.
It's a good point. Maybe it's been perfect and I just didn't know it.
Why even try?
Okay, so camp out the edge of the forest.
Okay.
And since I'm not wounded, I figure I'll probably take first watch.
I'll take first watch if they let me. Otherwise, I'll just go to sleep. After all, in another month, I'm going to be 70. Got to rest these old bones.
Hey, I'm not letting Jarek do watching by himself.
Might not fall
that
asleep.
I don't trust the foreigner, but I don't trust the foreigner.
I'll just go to sleep then, presuming you guys are fine with guard duty and get a good night's rest.
Okay, so who's on guard duty?
That would be Sergeant Killer.
Okay. So as everyone else kind of bunks into the undergrowth and falls asleep, Sergeant Killarney, would you make a listen roll, please?
No, I will not.
Okay. Fair enough. Can we get a party luck roll, please?
Mr. 50% is up.
That's me, too. sorry in advance. Actually, no, pass that one.
Okay.
Barely.
Okay, the rest of the remaining 3 hours of the night pass uneventfully. Dawn breaks.
And I'll start rousing everybody up at sunlight. And I'll rake Mr. Chance with full prejudice.
Hit him in the liver.
A little bit of water.
Time to go now?
Ride the sun. So,
very good. Is everyone awake?
Yes. It is a beautiful day in Czechoslovakia.
All right, so let's stick to the plan. Let's get something to eat first, and then we'll hit the road.
Or we can save our rations and get something to eat once we get in Krupna.
Oh, did the did any of the officers or soldiers have, or actually anybody have any local money?
No, they did not.
Okay. Or German money?
Yes, they had a few German marks. Yep.
So the German marks might spend here, I don't know. But we may struggle to buy food.
Ooh, that's a good point.
We will have to hide our weapons as well, friends. They will not let us just walk around with guns.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we may have to split up and leave some people at the edge of town with all the stuff, or maybe even right here, and then some people can go in.
I am good at sneaking around, but I would not wish to go alone.
Well, I don't think we're going to be sneaking around. I think that we just want to leave guns lying around. And...
Do any of you speak German?
I speak a little.
All right, I'll start speaking German to try and gauge, like, if these people have any basic skill. Like, I know Randall's character has at least a 20, but I'm not sure about the rest.
You talk to Trifler and you discover that he speaks German up to a 31.
All right, I marked that on my mechanical notebook.
I've still got that translation book if you need it, too.
I look at Ferret and gauge that he should not go into town by himself.
Yeah, I don't even pretend that I'm going into town.
And the same with Killer.
Okay.
Yes, these two should always be with someone else to speak German. And I point at Killer and what was it? Ferret?
Well,
Feral?
Ferret, well, they just need to be quiet. Let's all go together, and you will do the talking, okay?
Yes. What about our guns? Should we leave them here in the camp, or later when we get near town?
Can you conceal that rifle, Jack?
Does my rifle break down? I'm not familiar with the P-14.
No, it does not.
Crud. I'll probably see if I can find a tree and kind of put it pretty high up in the tree. Or not high up, but at least... Oh, up and out of sight.
Yeah, my rifle will do something similar, but the handguns we might be able to sneak into town.
Yeah,
my pistol stays with me.
Yeah.
And the Tommy gun's probably going to have to go in the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
Unless you have a guitar case, yes.
We'll have to get one in town, and I'll come back and put it in the guitar case.
They won't be suspicious of you at all.
I could look like a musician.
Yeah, look at that fine musician walking down the street. Maybe he knows a little Mozart.
Just change my name. Try and blend in.
Yeah. So handguns, grenades, and knives. That's what we take.
That's all a soldier should need.
Yeah.
And fists of fury.
Let's go.
Okay.
So where is the humming coming from? Is that west or
what humming?
I don't know. Am I the only one here listening to weird hum?
The rest of us failed.
Well, that's Wes. Yeah. If you're talking about that.
Yeah.
As long as he's unmuted, you can hear him.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
See?
No, oh, wow.
Now it's clear.
Okay, so will you lead the way, Jarek?
Yes, of course. I'll glance at the map and gauge where we're going and lead the way with my massive skill.
Yeah, walk down the road to the east.
Yeah, you know, walk off the road or something, maybe try to hide ourselves and go that way.
Okay, sorry, so you guys, are you guys walking along the road or are you...
I think it would be off a bit from the road where we can kind of see it through the brush, if there's brush.
I don't think there's much brush.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it got meadows on the side or forests?
Meadows and fields.
Okay.
So you can crawl through the grass.
Yeah, I think walking from a distance would be better because if we're crawling and anybody spots us local or they're just gonna, it's gonna look really suspicious going through the turnip fields.
To be fair, they'll wonder about you just walking, you know, through the fields as well.
Yeah, it seems like we should walk.
I think
we
walk along the road.
You're just a group of peasants. There's nothing sinister. There's nothing unusual about you.
Yeah,
a group of workmen walking along the road to.
Yeah, except we don't have any working papers, which if they stop, they would probably ask for our papers, and we don't have that.
Well, then we'll punch them.
But don't worry, Yarik, we have bullets. So.
I look at Chance and try to nod that, okay, you've got it handled, but it doesn't look like I believe it. But we'll go on the road. We'll go on the road, sure. I will lead by 5 or 10 feet. And set off the traps.
Okay. Okay. So you guys are wandering along the road. It's a lovely morning. The sky is clear. The sun is coming up over the hill.
I hum a nice Slavic melancholy song of a love lost, true to the Slavic culture. Maybe I'll make one of them cry.
Can we make a...
Make that roll. Make that party luck roll.
Saw it. See it coming.
99. Did I make it?
That's kind of weird. We'll call it a party luck roll.
Barely, but no.
No, you failed?
Yeah, I failed.
Okay. As you are walking along the road... you can see a half track coming towards you, so it's driving west out of, west out of Krupna.
Yep. Should we salute it, or just keep walking?
We should just pull over, walk along the side, and sort of submissively continue on into town.
I'll follow Chance's lead, since he's declared he is the leader of the group. But I'll do that, assuming Randall doesn't say something else, who's probably muted right now.
Yeah, step to the side and keep walking.
I just follow.
Yeah, I look dejected. Keep my head down and continue to hum that sad song.
Okay. Yep, the half track just blows right on by you, and you know you can hear a couple of the German soldiers inside yell, you know, something unpleasant as they drive by, but they don't stop.
What did they call us? I wonder. Do I have to make a roll?
You couldn't quite catch it. It was a little.
Oh. I will convey that to Chance in case he wants to open fire. But
Chance doesn't want to put the explicit language tag on this one.
No, Yarik, we're playing low.
Just follow me. You, in order to look downtrodden, you must roll your shoulders like this, and bend your knees a little more, and
and look like you have given up all hope, they will take this as a sign that they have conquered you. So hide your inner fire, my friends, and I'll continue to lead them in that dejected state.
Yeah, I don't think my national pride's going to let me do that.
You'll be shot first.
All right, so a few minutes later finds you entering the village of Krupna. It's a small little village, narrow streets, small houses. It's quite a lovely little town. There's a church kind of in the center of town, a little village square. Plenty of people, kind of starting to mill around. Women are going to the market, and the groups of men are starting to head out into the fields.
Oh, we're doing this all backwards.
Jarek, we need to find a Catholic church, pretend that we're going to pray. We need to find this father that I told you about before.
Yes. Do I see the steeples of a church poking out in the village or no?
Yes, very clearly there is one church in the village. The steeple stands up above everything else.
It's not a point for chance. Who failed his spot obvious role? Dun dun dun.
It's not a huge cathedral, but it's very clearly the village church is right there.
Yes, there it is, my friend.
Well, guys, time to go and pray.
That is what I was doing when the officer was about to shoot me, and it worked. So I think praying is good, and I'll start leading the way if we continue.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll follow, I guess.
So you make your way to kind of through the winding narrow streets to the church. As you get to the church, you can see that it is not in very good condition. All of the windows have been broken out. The doors are busted and hanging from their hinges. I'm not going to say if you poke your head inside, because that's up to you if you want. But you don't see anyone, going in or out of the church, as you're just kind of standing, as you just kind of come up and you're about to pass by it, you can see that there's no one there, and it looks like it's been ransacked.
Mm, okay.
The people we do see, though, are they paying us any attention? Or are we blended well enough no one seems to notice or care?
So far you are blended well enough that either no one is noticing or caring, or you just don't notice that they are noticing.
Okay. I'll tap on Chance. Hey, ask someone, see if they know what's wrong with the church, why it's run down.
Yeah.
Be a good civilian. Go follow orders.
Yeah. Let's get a little bit closer, and that's what I'm going to do, Jim. Run into, especially if there is an old lady.
Okay. So you're going to accost an old lady in German as to why her local church has been ransacked.
Yeah, what I'm going to say is something like, what happened? We're coming here to pay our prayers.
Okay. As you do that, so, one of the old ladies, she's got her shawl on, and she hears you. You kind of bump into her or say excuse me or whatever. She looks up at you, speaking in German, and she kind of hisses at you and walks quickly away.
What did she say, I wonder?
She just hissed.
Oh.
Wow, slapped her upside the back of the head. Way to go.
I
look at Chance and say, perhaps the damage was when the Nazis attacked. Does it look like aerial bombardment?
No,
maybe
no,
hit it or
no, no,
no. Okay.
Looks like a riot.
Would you like to get closer to the church and go inside?
I will, unless they don't want me to go there. Sure.
I'll go. I'll follow too.
Okay. Yeah.
But you don't speak any Czech, do you?
Who are you talking to?
Liska.
He is Czech.
You are
Czech, right?
Yeah, I'm Czech. That's like my English for you guys.
So you would be the one who should be talking to the villagers in Czech, not us in German.
Yes, but then I wanted to have... I follow the orders of Leader Chance.
there's our problem.
Even if he leads us to our doom, I am loyal to the cause. I'm a good soldier.
Okay, now I'll stick my head in the church.
Okay. So okay.
I feel like you want to read this part pretty bad.
remind me to make a comment about this scenario once we're on. So the church, as I said, is, you know, it looks like it's been ransacked. The doors are hanging off the hinges. As you look inside, you can see, you know, all the windows are burnt, all the windows are broken out. Inside, it looks like all the pews have been piled up and burnt. You can see, you know, there's the remains of the wood kind of piled in the middle, scorch marks around the side. It looks like somebody has come here and, you know, just a group of people came and just ransacked the church.
This is not weird. This is not good. Churches are not, they do not do this to churches. I think it was the Germans who did this.
Why would the Germans do this, even?
What does it look like? It was ransacked, right?
Yeah.
So, Germany, it is war. It is, they ransacked. They took all the valuables, yes?
Well, it was also burned, though, right? Burned and damaged.
Yes.
Probably resistance.
And you would guess that a small church like this is not going to have anything really valuable.
Yeah, this is just this is like teaching the village a lesson, or somehow going, I don't know. This is a message.
Well, I don't recall them going around destroying churches either.
Unless the
priest of this church was somehow related to the rebellion.
That's what I'm saying. This was a message from somebody. Something. Yeah.
So, Jarek, let's do the following. Let's go to the market. Why don't you ask casually and see if you can find out a little bit more about what happened here?
Yes, Leader Chance, I will obey. And I go off to the market as ordered by our fearless leader.
Okay. Before you do that, can we have a party luck roll, please?
Pass.
Okay. So, Mr. Jerchek, you're taking off?
Per the instructions of the leader.
Okay.
He wants me to find information about what happened to the church.
Okay.
And anything else I can pick up. So, yeah.
Yeah, and if there are any, you know, basically, I'm thinking that this might be the place where the father, the Catholic father that we're looking could have been. So
I will. Yeah, I would agree that's a possibility. So okay.
While he's going to the market, I'm going to poke around the church and see if I can find anywhere they might have been hiding people.
Okay.
It doesn't look like there's anyone in the church either. Like, nobody came to greet us when we came in.
That is correct.
So there's either no one here or they're hiding. But anyway, I'll head out to the market and look for a nice Czech girl on the way with all the other things I have to do.
Okay, we'll come back to Mr. Liska in a moment. So, Sergeant Killarney, you're searching the church.
Yep.
And what are the rest of you doing?
I'll stay in the church also. Trifler.
Okay.
Yeah, I need someone who speaks German with me. Just in case I do find someone.
Yeah, we should remain together. What are you looking for, Jack?
We're looking to see if there's anyone hiding here. I kind of hush Chance up.
As you continue to speak in English, may you make another party luck roll?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
95 is not a fumble, right?
Correct.
Okay, well, we're good.
Would you make a spot hidden roll as you're searching the church, Sergeant Collins?
Yes. 4.
You find nothing of interest.
Wasted a good impel, too.
But where do you find it?
Hey, let's get out of here. I will speak very quietly now.
Okay, yeah, let's head back out before we spook Chance anymore.
Okay.
As the four of you exit the church, would all four of you make a spot hit?
Oh, now this one I fail.
Fail.
Just too many things to see out there.
It's a ferret.
Oh.
Roll.
Fail.
Okay. So you guys exit the church. Scene fade. We will fade into Mr. Liska arriving at the market.
Is it a charming market?
It is. It's a very rustic little village. The women are buying their groceries for the day. People are chatting. Make an idea roll.
I will look for an old lady who needs help carrying her groceries or moving heavy things. Yes, I made my idea roll.
Yeah, you can tell that being Czech, that on a bright, beautiful day like this, there should be a lot more activity and a lot more energy in the market mm-hmm. than there is. There's still plenty of people. They're still talking. They're still going about their business. But you can very clearly tell that these people, these people are more subdued than they should be.
And does it seem like it's a small enough village where everybody knows each other too? So I'm an obvious outsider, or is it possible that? Okay. Then I will. I will buy. I have German marks. Do I? I also have maybe like some local currency.
Yeah, you have some krona too.
I will use local currency to purchase just a few items. Like I'll get some food that I can share with the Limeys.
Okay.
And then I'll try to engage just chit chat, idle chit chat, like the look of the crops, the look of the weather, just to see if they'll even engage me in idle small talk, right?
The woman who sells you a couple of potatoes, they don't have any. Make an idea roll.
Nope, missed it. Okay. Looks like I'm buying those potatoes.
Never mind. Yes. So the lady you're buying some potatoes from, she just kind of looks at you as you buy the potatoes.
I say, "Hello, my name is Jarek. I have come from Prague. I've come to see. I'll tell them like I have a relative maybe who's like not here, but it's along the way or something.
Difficult times to visit your relatives.
It is family," and I shrug helplessly at that and say, "It does not look good here. The people, the Germans have been harsh."
Yeah, she kind of narrows her eyes. Like, the Germans are the Germans.
I just nod at that. Can we see the castle from here? Is it on a hill or something, or looming over the village?
Well, it's not looming over this village, mm-hmm. but no, you cannot see it. There is a hill.
But would I have seen the castle coming down the road from a distance where I could bring it up in conversation, or would that just be weird?
Since you were coming from Prague, yes, you would have come.
What is that? There is a castle up on top of a hill I saw from coming from the road. It is. Is that where the Germans are?
Yes, the Germans are heavy. The Germans are heavy.
Would they stay out of the way if I am here in your beautiful village, or would they ask for my papers and harass me?
She narrows her eyes at you.
I do not like to be harassed more than usual.
Make a persuade roll.
Wow, yes. Didn't expect to make that.
The Germans are here very many, since Germans are always here looking for Father Andrzej.
Who is Father Andrzej? Is he an important man?
He was the priest of our, he was our father of the priest of our church.
Oh, why do they want him? Why would they want a priest? Why won't they leave the priests alone?
Make another persuade roll.
Probably not going to make this one. Double zero.
Why do you ask so many questions?
I am traveling. I'm curious. You brought him up. I did not say anything. Hey, let me buy some more potatoes.
This is not a time to be curious. This is not a time to be traveling.
I would listen to you, mother, which I think is how they termed respect to, older women and all that in that culture.
Perhaps you are working with the Germans. You would try to trick me, to turn me into them.
If I am working for the Germans, I am a very poor spy and very obvious.
This man is working for the Germans.
Did she actually say that?
Given that you rolled double zero on the persuade, yes, I think she does.
Can I run out of there, or are there crowds everywhere? I mean, people blocking me in any capacity?
No, nobody's blocking you. Is she just kind of?
I will call out. This woman is crazy. She calls me these things because I will not buy her potatoes. And I start walking away. And if people try to come after me, I run.
You can see some heads are turning in your direction. What's going on over there? Yeah, but it's, yeah, there isn't a, you know, a mob suddenly formed with pitchforks who are chasing after you. So
Germans with sniper rifles appear on the roofs. Yeah.
No, nothing like that.
I will try another part of the market to talk to, unless the whole area is blocked for me, in which case I'll go somewhere else.
No, you can try someone else.
I will try somebody else on another block, not near the hostile old lady.
Okay. Fair enough.
And I will, realizing what's going on with the father, I will not bring that up, since that probably would create suspicion right off the bat. So I'll just engage in small talk again with somebody else and buy their produce or whatever.
Okay.
And repeat what I was doing, and I'll just ask if the Germans are actually in the village or just up on the castle, which I saw.
Make another persuade roll.
Because I want to get clear. Like, is there a German patrol in this village? Or, I mean, if there was something big, I'd probably see it. But I want to get an idea of like the patrol activity in the village.
Sure.
Ot 4. Yeah, I think that's an impale.
Ah, the Germans, they... you are not from here, no? So you would not know.
No, as I said, I'm visiting my uncle.
Yes, the Germans come through... The Germans are stationed not here. They are in Karlstein and many other places, I think. But they come through here quite often looking for Father Andres.
Father Andres, I have heard this name before.
Yes, he was a true angel. May all the blessings of God be on him. He was wonderful, wonderful.
I pull out my rosary conveniently and make a little prayer as he says that to show I'm a good Catholic boy, even though I'm 69.
He smiles.
No, I say, well, I hope they never catch him. It sounds like he is doing good things here.
Yes, he is the work of God. I think he is causing a little bit of trouble for the Nazis.
Well, that is good. What is he doing? Is he killing Germans?
Make another persuade roll.
I kind of lower my voice when I say that to you.
Make another persuade roll.
Didn't make it.
Why do you want to know about Father Andre?
I say, well, you're the one who brought it up. I was asking about the weather, and you mentioned Father Andre. We do not. We can talk about something else. And all these people keep volunteering information to me, and then they like, hey, why are we talking about this? They all suspicious. I'm like, what? So I will disengage from him, and I'll go around and check out the rest of the village to kind of see, like, is there an obvious place where Germans are in this village? Maybe get an idea of, like, if they have an open tavern equivalent. Get an idea of what food they're selling here, since the British will want to know. And maybe get an idea of, like, you know, the route up to the castle and everything, and just kind of, you know, sketch it down if I have something I can write on, or just memorize it.
You're just going to be memorizing it. Even if you had something to sketch it down on, probably not the best idea to be walking around.
Well, I'm going to be doing it out in the open.
Tactical plan.
I'd be memorizing it and then taking cover somewhere and writing it down. Right?
Yes. So let's do a couple things. First of all, make a spot hidden roll.
Made the spot hidden.
Okay. Yeah, you're pretty certain that there is no German base here in Krupna,
mm-hmm.
which kind of jives with what you were told, that the German patrols just came through.
And do I have an idea of how far Karlstein is from Krupna, where we are now? Like, is that's another village? That's not the castle, is it?
If you look at the map, I bet you do.
There's Karlstein, the castle, and then there's Karlstein, the small city. The outskirts, the edge of Karlstein is very near Krupna. It's, you know,
yeah, I'm not, an eighth of a mile away. Out of character, I'm not looking at the map because I was never given a copy of the map like you guys. So
yeah, right.
I'm trying to act like I'm a local who doesn't have that. Right. So.
Yeah, but I thought we showed you the map, but yeah.
You showed me the map, but you did not give me a copy because you don't trust me.
You can, and there's some signs and stuff too. The train station, Karlstein station, is half a mile away.
Okay. So I'll gauge that. I'll gauge the temperament of the people, and then I'll make my way indirectly back to the church in case somebody's following me.
Make a psychology roll?
Didn't even have to look. No.
Yeah. No clue what the temperament of the people is.
Well, no, I have an idea from talking with them, but, you know. Yeah.
I'm not going to give you any more than that. Hey, come to your own conclusion. And if you would, make a luck roll, please.
Mm. Nope.
Okay, never mind.
missed the crucial priest as he's going by. I will make my way indirectly to the church, and I'll come in cautiously in case they're being questioned by Nazis. And if not, I'll come in and convey the information and basically tell them the details of what I found out. And I think we're out front
by now. That's what I was going to say. So the church is empty. So we will scene cut back to the four spies. Where did you guys go? What are you doing? Are you just standing in a crowd outside the church waiting for Mr. Liska to return? Or
no, more likely we're heading towards the market, I think. Okay. After a while he doesn't show up. You know, just try to blend in.
Okay, so yeah, if you could use
this, should be interesting.
As he's headed from the market, you guys are headed to the market. You see each other on the street.
I tell him. Okay, here he comes.
If we're somewhere private, I'll convey what I found out. If not, we'll try to go to somewhere private, so we're not on the street just talking.
Yeah, at the moment, you're just on the street. So.
Hello, I have returned.
Hey, you got any potatoes?
I pull out some potatoes. I say, they're not that good, but I wanted to make the people happy while I spoke to them. Is there anybody around us? Like, are we, like, on a street and there's buildings to the left and right? Or yes.
Yep.
I say, I whisper to the leader, perhaps we should talk with our voices down or somewhere private. I do not have anything in particular important, but I have little tidbits.
Okay. I'm going to roll a spot hidden, Jim.
Okay.
And it's a 96, so. I think we're clear.
You hallucinate a battalion of German soldiers charging down the street towards you.
He's really obviously looking around.
Yeah, so wherever our fearless leader Chance directs us, I'll convey the info when he's ready to hear it. So just let me know when you want to hear, when we have a good spot to discuss this in, leader Chance.
Just basically wait for a place, you know, keep walking around the town, Jim.
Yeah.
And, you know, whenever we're not surrounded by people, I'll ask him, okay, tell us a little bit more. What did you find out?
Yeah, you're able to find a out of the way alleyway with no one walking on. At least not too many people. Yeah. And
all right, so then I'll speak in German to Chance, primarily because if we got caught, that's a little less suspicious than English, and nobody speaks Czech except me. So I'll speak slowly in German to Chance and tell him that it's an insular community where a lot of them know each other. They're suspicious of strangers. They seem suspicious of being turned in and sent up to the castle, and it seems like most of the German patrols are at Karlsting. And it also seems that the people are beaten down, and it sounds like their big heroes, the priest who I mentioned that you guys have mentioned several times. And no, I didn't ask them where they can find the priest because he's probably in hiding, and they would be suspicious if I asked that. So.
Okay.
So how can we befriend? We need to befriend some locals enough to see if we can figure out how to have them let us know where the father is, or arrange a meeting. And I feel like being British or American might actually be a nice way to allay suspicion amongst the locals.
So, out of character, have you guys told me about the three kings you're looking for too? Because that's like your primary mission, from what I recall.
Yeah, but not yet. No, we haven't.
Because it may be that the three kings may have a lot more pull in this area than we realize.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, actually, that's what I was going to mention, Jim. I memorized the picture of three guys.
Yep.
I haven't. Have I seen anyone like this?
No.
Around the area, no. Here's the thing. If we start asking openly about our targets, then someone can tell the Germans just to gain their favor. No.
Right, but if we just sit around and eat raw potatoes, we're not going to get much done.
agree. But
perhaps there's a solution somewhere in between.
We need to come up with a plan in order to not be so open, you know, about what we are looking for.
Oh, and there's more cities too.
I
think we can move on. See if we can find another church, see if there's a trend with these churches. It's possible the father would have moved on to a different church.
What is there hiding the priest here?
Well, if they're hiding him, they're not going to tell us where he is until they trust us implicitly. Or they realize we're somebody, you know, as Wes said, who are clearly Americans or English against the Germans. But like you said, there's a possibility there may be somebody willing to just ingratiate themselves to the Germans and expose us too. So
right. So we need to find people that we feel truly hate the Germans and the German occupation.
Exactly.
And then see if we can convince them that we're.
Yeah. So that's going to be somebody with a psychology, if it's not obvious, to figure that out, I would think, which is not me.
Yeah, I'm not your people person. I feel like Chance is our people person.
Yeah, I can try to do that. The question is, where do we look for? Do we try to find a place to spend the night, maybe, and see if we can befriend the owner of the place?
We should go to a bigger town if we're gonna. I mean, we could head into Karlstein if we wanted to.
So Karlstein is where they said there were more German patrols and everything. And it
sounds
like they may be in the town.
Right. But so, on the other hand, we probably will stick. Well, I guess the Germans won't know necessarily who's a normal villager, who's not.
Yeah, as long as the two of you don't end up being forced to speak to any Germans, you're probably going to be okay.
Right.
So my character is just looking to Chance leader, but as a player, I think either way has its pros and cons.
Yes. Speak your mind. Yarrick.
Well, I think that either is good, but here we may be able to get some information without running into obvious German patrols. It sounds like there are more closer to this Karlstein area, and it sounds like they have something they are doing up in that castle that is very important.
I agree. Yeah, that's what I'm looking there, you know, for. Well, what I'm saying is just spend the night here one day, try to see if we can befriend someone that is going to be, you know, against the Germans, and see if we can retrieve more information, or see if that person can lead us to whoever knows about what is going on here, or can tell us a little bit more about our targets.
Was there a tavern I saw when I was walking through the little village, Jim, or is it not really that type of place?
Oh yeah, there's a couple.
I will point out I'll point out the tavern and mention it. But I'll also tell them that – I'll remind them that nobody else speaks Czech besides me. So we could do that, but, you know, if they tried to communicate with you guys, you're going to be speaking in German or English. So
English would seem safer. Well,
I don't know about that.
German will piss them off.
If everybody there is – if everyone in the village is friendly and we speak English, yes. But if there are people who want to win the favor of the Germans, which is not – unlikely, then
speaking
English and just going, hey, we're here, you know, one person word could get around and one person could just go off and tell a half track.
Oh, you're right. We should just not speak.
Also,
in a group, in an open environment.
Also, talking to, you know, drunk people, it means looser tongues too. No, maybe they won't notice things as much if you guys slip, but that's Slavic people like to drown their sorrows and alcohol, so might be a good place, but
and they have good beer.
Yeah.
Well, it's what I can tell is that it's very easy to notice if someone will hate Germans. If we start
speaking German, someone starts, and people start hissing at us. It's clearly, you know.
Well, we already figured that out when you said, hey, what happened here in German?
Yeah, exactly. We just jump into the bar and start speaking loudly in German. Let's try to find a place to stay tonight and see if we can talk to the owner of the place.
Is this what do you guys think? Village or a place to sleep at somebody's farmhouse or is there like a
that would be negotiations to do that type of stuff. I don't think the tavern has a place to stay. It's just where you go and drink, right?
Correct. But Mr. Liska, you would know that even a village like this would have a guest house with a couple.
Yeah, it's probably. I'll tell them of the guest house that I probably passed when I was going through the village.
Yeah, you could find it. Even if you didn't, you could find it without too much trouble.
Yeah, I'll just tell them to please let me do the main talking so that you guys aren't forced to speak German.
Okay.
So nobody has check at all, huh? No slot.
Well, remember the intelligence services are just, you know, they're starting to gear up. They're still trying to figure out how the best way to do things is. So.
Oh, that's right. They're still kind of new.
All right, if we ever get debriefed, we'll recommend that future spies to the area speak the local language.
Yeah, the head guy of the branch is actually the equivalent of an intern. He's like just winging it. Yeah, I think this will work.
Intern general.
Yeah,
they just brought him over from another division, maybe the sewer systems or something.
Well, so yeah, we'll do that. We'll go to a boarding house and try to get people some, you know, lodgings and whatnot. And I'll try to do most of the talking. And if that doesn't have to be played out, then we can work our way to the tavern and see what happens.
Yeah, you can get a couple of rooms for the night. There's no problem with that.
I'll pay in Czech coin bills, not German if I can help it.
The lady who runs the boarding house says thank you.
And then whoever wants to go over to the tavern, I'll go with them.
I would prefer not to go to the tavern.
Yeah, the people can't speak any German. That's not a bad idea, but it's up to you.
Well, I do speak German. I just don't like bars.
Yeah, I don't speak German, but I think I would like a bar.
Well, if Killer's coming, doesn't matter now, so you can come.
Yep.
Everyone else can come.
I'll protect you.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll hole up in the room with my wounded leg.
Carrot, do you speak any German?
Yes. Right? Yes, I speak German. In fact, you can tell my German's better than yours.
No, you are talking about Rome. Rome Ferret.
Oh, okay.
Right, yeah. Jarek.
Oh, Ferret. Ferret?
Ferret, yeah.
Corporal Farnsworth.
Who's quiet.
He might be muted.
Well, let's.
Actually, Wes said be right back. He should be back now. So.
Yeah, I've been back.
How's your German?
I don't see it listed anywhere here, so I don't know.
Then it's Ought 1,
yep.
I think.
1%.
Yeah. All right. What do you think, Jack? Sarge?
I'm thinking.
Don't rush him. He's thinking.
I kind of lean towards the bar.
Let's go.
So it's the happens, so they... three of us going to the bar, or I think Wes's character staying is that right? Or
Sergeant Trifler said he was going to.
Or is that it? Okay,
Edwin.
Yeah, Edwin
Trifler. Yeah.
Is Wes coming or staying?
I'll come along.
All right, so it's everybody but Edwin's character.
Okay. So as you guys head out to go find the nearest tavern, I think that will be a good place to end it for the evening.
All right.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, I can tell you that without check, this is turning 3,000 harder, 3,000 times harder than usual, you know?
Aren't you glad you brought me along?
See, now, I will point out that, of the pre-generated characters, there's only one pre-generated character that we're not using, and that's the one that actually speaks Czech. You know, so even if they were straight pre-gens, you would still only have one person who actually speaks Czech.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Yeah, I think that was the female character, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a lot of not speaking Czech.
Dang,
that's why I'm here. Get you all out, your asses out of the collective fire.
So what do you guys think otherwise?
I think it's an interesting start.
Off to a good start.
Yeah. Yeah, did you want us to ask about the church now or at the end of the whole scenario?
No, I'll make my comment now. The comment that I was going to make is that there is, in this scenario, the way it's written, I guess it's a personal opinion as to whether you think this is well written or not. There isn't any description of anything, and there is zero plot. There's
oh wow.
There's character. There's a location, a few characters, some specific motivation for a couple of the characters. Go.
Oh, and then you just have to wing the rest.
Yes. Yes.
And have you played Savage Worlds before?
I have not. No.
Okay, because it's kind of similar to how a lot of their plot point settings work. They're really just kind of here's the basic outline, you do everything else.
Yep.
And that's how a lot of their stuff is.
Is the Dunkirk one that you're going to be running like that, or did they develop it more? Because they may have rushed this out since the Kickstarter wasn't fully ready, from what I understand. Like, they hadn't put the minis out yet when I played Octoon.
Well, this came out way before the Kickstarter.
Yeah, this has been out for a little while.
Okay, yeah. So
and the
maybe
next
they
one, Heroes of the Sea, has been out a while, too.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll find out if that's similar in style or not.
Well, but yeah. Part of it, I think Mobius has been doing Savage Worlds a lot longer, and I think that's kind of the style that they're used to. I think the Call of Cthulhu part was kind of a recent add-on that they've just started doing.
Because
none of the other stuff I've seen from them has been Call of Cthulhu. It's only this one setting.
Yeah, they added Fate and Cthulhu to get more people, I think.
Yeah, I think it was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, I like their Savage World stuff, too.
Well, the setting is Action Cthulhu. It's not Savage World specific. It's more oriented to Call of Cthulhu. And actually, I believe the first release was under Chaosium's license, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, it's fun. I mean, we got it harder than usual.
Hey, nobody got hurt except that one person who ran in front of a bullet.
Yeah. So we're pretty limited. That's the problem.
Two people.
The problem. We're pretty limited on moving around the area. So
yeah,
that's the main problem.
Need to
leadership issues to deal with still.
Yeah, need to.
If it wasn't for your great leader, I don't know where we will be at.
Well, good stuff, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, have a good night, y'all.
Thank you.
Thanks. 2 weeks for the next week.
Yeah.
So not next week, but the week after.
So the 24th.
Yep.
24th? Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
All right, cool.
Sounds good.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Take it easy.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.